We live in a world where information, expectations, and needs come at us like a tennis ball machine set on turbo speed. Women tend to be expert multitaskers, and we can keep a lot of balls going at the same time. But it is costing us. Never have we been more addicted, exhausted, numb, and depressed. And the more we hustle, the longer the list gets. Too many of us feel like we are running down a road that leads to nowhere, and we are desperate to find another path. So we try out lots of different possibilities. We think maybe the problem's my weight. If I just lose these unwanted pounds, my whole life is going to feel different. Or maybe it's my marriage. If my husband would just change, then everything would feel better. Some of us look to the gym to solve our feelings of lethargy and flabbiness. Or we go shopping, or we keep accumulating accomplishments in areas that matter to us. But deep soul rest and serenity, they seem just out of reach. Could it be that we are looking for peace in the wrong places? Let's look at four ways that we can get off the treadmill, quit hustling, and find peace. Number one, let's stop trying to prove our worth. In an interview with Vogue magazine, Madonna said the following: "My drive in life comes from a fear of being mediocre. That is always pushing me. I push past one spell of it and I discover myself as a special human being, but then I feel I'm still mediocre and uninteresting unless I do something else. Because even though I have become somebody, I still have to prove that I am somebody. My struggle has never ended, and I guess it never will." End quote. You know, however you might feel about Madonna, you have got to hand it to her for her authenticity. In her desire to measure up, to be somebody, she pushes and measures herself continually. And many of us are doing the same thing. We wake up in the morning and we are determined to count, to be considered enough, to stand out, or to at least fit in. And you know, just because you don't drive yourself or hustle for worth doesn't mean that this isn't an area of struggle. A lot of us appear unconcerned about people's approval and outward achievements, but inwardly we're full of self-doubt. The "I don't care" attitude can actually cover up a heart that desperately wants to matter and be seen, but is afraid to even try. So many of us head into each day hoping that our performance will earn us the verdict, good enough. So every morning, we are, in essence, getting ready for the trial that we think we're going to face. And in this tribunal, we have to prove that we are enough, that we are young enough, smart enough, pretty enough, successful enough, holy enough, thin enough. And some days, we feel we nail it. Other days we don't. And a new day dawns and the proving just starts all over again. And we never quite get to that place where we can say, done. And the result of this yo-yo life, insecurity and exhaustion. But a game-changing event took place over 2,000 years ago and it changed everything about this tribunal. And when we forget this, when we relegate this fact to a part of our lives that's just reserved for Sunday, we miss out on the peace that we are promised. What happened when Jesus died on the cross all those years ago? He entered the courtroom on our behalf. He stood trial for all of our sins and shortcomings. And when that guilty verdict came in for what we have done, Jesus took the punishment in our place. And what did he say on the cross just before he died? "It is finished." So when we choose to go into the courtroom each morning ready to be on trial for our worthiness, God waits for us to turn and notice that he is there with something to say to us. And sometimes we rush by him because we are so busy with so much to prove. But when we take the time to pause, when we turn our face to his, he tells us, "You don't have to go in there. The trial is over. The punishment has already been meted out and was paid for. And you are free to go and to live differently." There is nothing to prove when we know that we are forgiven. There's nothing to prove when we know that we are unconditionally loved. There's nothing to prove when we know that we are accepted by God, not because of anything we've done, but because of what Jesus has done. We read of this in Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus saved us, not because of our deeds done by us in righteousness, but because of his own mercy. It has already been decided. The jury is in, and you have been declared enough. Not because of any righteous things you have done, but because of Jesus and what he did. The second thing that we can do in order to quit hustling and find peace is to recognize the true source of peace. We're told where we can find the true source of peace in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. And it says that Jesus is our peace, he who made the both one and broke down the dividing wall of enmity through his flesh. And the passage goes on in verse 17 to say that Jesus came and preached to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. And maybe today you're feeling like you're in the camp of those who are far off. And you can point out all sorts of people that you figure are near to God. And you wonder if the promises about Jesus just apply to them. They don't. Jesus came for those who are far away and for those who are near. Jesus is the true source of peace. And if we look for it anywhere else, in our relationships, in our bank account, in our yoga class, or in our own achievements, we will come up empty. Only he can go to the places deep within that need his presence and truly satisfy. And the third thing I'd encourage you to do as you seek peace is to show Jesus where it hurts. Instead of masking your emotions, stuffing them, or numbing your feelings, show Jesus where it hurts. Take some time, ideally in the morning, to recognize what you were feeling. Bring that myriad of emotions to Jesus in prayer and ask him to order them, to redeem them. Listen to your body. It doesn't lie. Is it telling you that something is wrong? Don't ignore it. And don't worry about shocking God with your doubts, your fears, your depression, or your anger. None of it takes him by surprise. He has seen it all. He even made sure loads of emotion was recorded in the book of Psalms so that we would know it's okay to be honest with God. God wants the real you. And some people do this out loud. Others like to journal this type of prayer. You know, there isn't just one right way to express yourself to God. But the choice to stuff, to mask or numb our emotions is never the best choice. And the last thing I'd like to leave you with is this. Do not try to go it alone. The Christian life was never meant to be lived alone. We were created for community, for close and meaningful relationships. And when this part of our life isn't in good shape, loneliness and discouragement quickly set in. So I encourage you to find a group of women who share your faith. It makes such a difference to be surrounded by women who speak truth into your life. Truth about your value being rooted in Christ, about how loved you are, and about how faithful God is, even when your circumstances aren't what you desire. Maintain those critical friendships. Find your tribe. And this is where the Bible study program, Walking with Purpose, can make all the difference. Women come together, often with differing views, but all with the desire to grow spiritually. An environment is carefully created where all are free to come as is, with doubts, fears, baggage. Masks are checked at the door, and a judgment-free zone reigns, and competition and comparison are kept at bay. Instead of allowing the discussion to evolve into self-help or advice-giving, train small group leaders, let Scripture do the teaching. Women blossom in this environment, and true spiritual transformation occurs on the heart level. If you don't have Walking with Purpose in your community, then I encourage you to pray about creating one. It is easier than you would think. We take your hand. We lead you every step of the way with our leadership development materials. We offer you a program that has training, promo items, mentoring. Because, my friends, the hustling, it never delivers on its promises. But Christ always does. So go to Him for peace, and you will never be disappointed.